This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Welcome to the Mom Room Podcast. My name is Renee Rina, and I am definitely the mom friend you have always wanted.
I'm not a sound engineer, but sometimes when I bust out my microphone and go to record, it has little static sounds when I talk into the microphone and then I replay it back to me. It drives me insane. And like, I always do the, like, I just blow really hard into the microphone. Like, remember when we were little and your Nintendo would stop working or the game would have like a glitch? So you would take the Nintendo game out of the Nintendo and blow really hard into it. It's like, that's my only, like, that's all I know how to do. So I blow really hard into the microphone and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But it is rage inducing. It's just so annoying. Like, why can I sometimes plug in my microphone and use it and it's crystal clear, and then sometimes I plug it in and I talk into it and then I replay the audio and there's like cackles in the audio? Why? Somebody tell me why. Anywho, this is the Friday episode, so I am going to have a co-host, and today it is Nadia Pacherskaya, which I am obsessed with saying her last name, Pacherskaya. She is the founder of Icaria, which is a Vancouver-based CBD oil company. So in the last year or two, CBD products have exploded all over the market. You see them everywhere. And then there's also the CBD oils that you can take orally. And I really did not know much about CBD at all. And this conversation with Nadia was so informative that I think everyone is going to benefit from listening to this. You know, even if you aren't interested in taking CBD yourself, you may have people in your life that do take it, and maybe, you know, you have certain negative thoughts about it. And she does go over myths about CBD, and I think there are a lot of myths because it's kind of connected to cannabis as it comes from the cannabis leaf. I'm not going to get into it because I'm going to say it totally wrong, and Nadia explains it perfectly in this episode. Is it even called a cannabis leaf? Like, I don't even know. My sinuses are filled with goo and I can't even think straight, so I'm just gonna let Nadia explain it. About 3 weeks before our conversation, Nadia sent me a bottle of her CBD oil from Icaria. And to be honest, I didn't really try it before our conversation. I wasn't really sure how to use it and I didn't know if it would, you know, benefit me in any way. And then after our conversation, I learned so much, and then I understood kind of when I should take it. And so I tried it out for a few nights. You know those nights where you know you're exhausted, but you can't fall asleep because your mind is just going crazy? So I took it on a few of those nights and it worked like amazingly. I fell asleep for the whole night. And so now I keep it in my night table next to my bed. And on those nights where, you know, I've been laying down for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and I'm not falling asleep, I will just take some of the CBD oil. And yeah, it really has helped. So there's my little experience with CBD oil. Nadia is so knowledgeable about CBD and she is just awesome to talk to. She's also a holistic nutritionist. So yeah, she's all over, you know, health stuff. I love talking to her, and I told her next time I'm in Vancouver, we are going for coffee, and I'm going to hold her to that. So without further ado, here is Nadia Pacherskaya of Icaria.
Okay. So today I'm talking with Nadia Pacherskaya. She's a wellness entrepreneur, a holistic nutritionist, and most recently she is the founder of Icaria, which is a Vancouver-based CBD oil company. So to start, I thought you could tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the CBD oil business.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, first of all. And yeah, it was actually so unexpected for me to get into CBD oil, just because I've never tried cannabis or was interested in doing anything with cannabis, yet alone having running a business in cannabis. And so I felt like I never tried it. And as I said, never had an interest in it. I'm a holistic nutritionist, so I'm super into, you know, herbs and supplements and just in general, holistic lifestyle. And one day I was going through a really rough breakup, which I think all of us have been through in our lifetime. And I was just in such a bad place. I was just very anxious and just couldn't get out of a bad mood. And my my best friend was just like, Nadia, you have to take CBD oil. I'm taking you to a dispensary. And that was years ago. And we went to, and I was like, okay, well, do whatever at this point, I'll try anything. And so we went and she bought me a CBD oil. And I tried it and I just could not believe how well it worked for me. I was just all of a sudden calm, like non-anxious, non-desperate human being. I was completely normal. And I was just like, oh my God, what is this? And I started researching it really extensively. And after doing my research, I was like, wow, this has no negative side effects. It has only like health benefits. And I had such huge stigma about it. Like I did not want to take it. I thought I was becoming a drug addict. Like I was like, that's it. A few more days and I'm going to be on East Hastings. And here I am. Here I am like researching it and realizing that there is nothing drug related to it at all. It's just an extraction from a plant. Like it's just a plant medicine. So after taking it for a couple of months, I was just so into it. And that's kind of like how the idea of actually getting into this business started, is because of my own stigma and my own revelation around CBD.
Right. And I just from looking at your website last night, the name Icaria, how did you come up with that name? And can you just kind of explain what it means? Because I thought that was so unique because I had never heard the term Icaria before. So I had no idea.
Yeah. So it's years ago, I read this book it's called Blue Zones, I think. And it's about the concept that there's five places in the world where people live the healthiest, happiest, longest lives. And these five, the scientists studied those five places and they came to a conclusion of, you know, the holistic lifestyle idea. We have, you know, eating healthy food, moderate exercise, good sleep, community, faith, something to do, purpose in life, you know, and all these things we know about, like, you know, this is nothing new. But they really like saw that these people actually practicing it. And one of these places was Icaria. It's an island in Greece. And I just really liked that island. I was like, yeah, I'm going to pick that one. And then all my products are named after Greek goddesses because I just want women to embody that concept of a Greek goddess or goddess in general.
Right. I love that so much. I like when a name, at first I was like, oh, they just made up a name. But then when I read that, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I love it. So my next question is, maybe what a lot of people would ask when they hear that you are in the CBD oil business. And that is, what is CBD? And what, like, how is the oil made? And how does it differ from, you know, like you said, people have this stigma that it is some way like marijuana or cannabis. And so how is it different? And how is it made?
Yeah, so this is a great question. I'm going to try to explain it like in a step-by-step way. So first of all, just a quick definitions of cannabis, marijuana, and hemp. Cannabis is a plant. It's like one of the oldest cultivated plants. And then hemp and marijuana are both types of cannabis. So like hemp seeds is technically speaking also, you know, coming from cannabis. The CBD itself is just an extract. So it's one phytochemical, so one plant chemical. If we think about, let's say, vitamin C that is extracted from, let's say, orange juice or orange, that is one chemical, vitamin C, extracted from orange, a plant, right?
Okay.
So it's kind of the same concept. CBD is just one chemical that is extracted from cannabis or from hemp most often. So that one, it actually looks like powder at its purest form. It looks like powder, and then it's put into a carrier oil because CBD is fat soluble. It needs to be put in some sort of oil. So in whether it's coconut oil, hemp oil, almond oil, like there's a bunch of different ones on the market. And the oil itself is there just as a carrier oil. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. And so THC would be just like another chemical that comes from a cannabis plant?
Totally. You're spot on. And the type, like the name of those chemicals, they're called cannabinoids. So as we're thinking of like vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D, those are all vitamins. So it's a group of like vitamins, and then we have different titles for each. Same idea with cannabinoids. We have CBD or THC, and there's 130 other ones.
Crazy. And so I guess people focus on THC because that's the one that kind of has the effects that we all think about when we think about cannabis or smoking marijuana.
Exactly. So THC is what made cannabis so, you know, popular. but cannabis actually is quite amazing because it has all of the other chemicals in it, well, phytochemicals, so the good ones, that have other health benefits. And the cool part about cannabis in general is the idea that cannabinoids, they actually found matching cannabinoids in our body, and they're also called cannabinoids. So they actually found a whole system that works with those cannabinoids, and it's called endocannabinoid system. And a couple of episodes ago you had an episode about hormones. So hormones are chemical messengers. They're basically like an organ sends a message to another organ, and that's a chemical messenger, right? And they use hormone as a messenger. So cannabinoids are very similar. They're just chemical messengers. So cannabinoid gets, you know, produced in our body, and then it travels somewhere as a messenger. So the whole idea of endocannabinoid system of cannabinoids is just to keep our body at balance. So our body's constantly, you know, trying to be in a perfect temperature, in a perfect pH, sleep and wake cycle. You know, we're constantly trying to stay in this perfect balance. And endocannabinoid system, same as hormones, which is endocrine system, that's all they're trying to do. It's just to keep us at balance and to keep us alive.
This episode is brought to you by Little Spoon. I'm just going to be honest here. As a busy parent, it's important to keep your life simple and convenient, especially at mealtimes. Nobody ever told me how stressful mealtimes can be. Little Spoon is one way to help you do just that. Little Spoon delivers fresh, healthy meals and snacks straight to your door that your kiddo will love at every eating stage they are in. Their goal is simple. It's to keep your kid healthy, but also to make it the easiest part of your day so that you can cut through all the drama of mealtime without compromise. Little Spoon's baby blends are fresh, organic baby food from single ingredients to multi-textured purees to take the stress out of starting solids. Their biteables are transition-to-table early finger food meals that are cut to size to promote easy self-feeding with healthy, balanced foods that are free of artificial junk. Little Spoon's plates are for toddlers and big kids. They taste amazing, and even the pickiest eaters will love them. Think hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, and adventurous eats like pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. Little Spoon also offers smoothies, lunchers, and snacks. Did I mention it gets delivered right to your door? It is so flexible, so easy, and everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You can check out the menu and change up what you order every single time. The price is right, the quality is unmatched, your kids will love it. It's a huge win-win for your family. So simplify your kiddo's mealtime with 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/momroom and enter our code MOMROOM at checkout to get 30% off your first Little Spoon order. This episode is brought to you by Magic Spoon. You guys know I have been very intentional with what we've been eating lately. I'm looking at protein, I'm looking at sugar content, and avoiding things like artificial ingredients or colorings.
Milo used to always want pancakes or waffles in the mornings, and now he is getting into cereal, and I'm so excited because Magic Spoon is the perfect option. Their variety pack has 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. They have 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 to 5 grams of carbs per serving. They're made with wholesome ingredients, no artificial flavors or dyes, and I'm just so happy that he's getting a good amount of protein before he goes off to school. And it's a great snack for me and my husband too, because 13 to 14 grams of protein in the cereal, now you add a high protein milk, you're set. That is such a high protein snack or meal. I should also mention that it is gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. So go to magicspoon.com/momroom to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code MOMROOM at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. So try a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon cereal today at magicspoon.com/momroom and use the code MOMROOM to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. So it's the opposite from, because I remember reading on your website yesterday, you know, people assume that CBD is going to give you the effects that maybe THC would, but it's the complete opposite. It actually puts you into like a balanced state as opposed to, you know, getting high or whatever THC does.
Totally, totally. It's actually, THC is the only cannabinoid out of 130 of them that makes you high. So if you take out THC from cannabis, there's nothing really else there to make you high.
Right. So interesting. So with, like, obviously CBD products have exploded in the last little while. And, you know, if, like, I've never heard of this a couple years ago, and now you see it all over the place. And so I'm just wondering if the products that are more, let's say, like a topical cream or something that you're not necessarily ingesting, like under your tongue in an oil form, are there benefits to those, or are those, like, would you say those are just kind of marketing, like ploys?
You know what? I personally prefer the ones that are internal, so like sublingual. However, I for the first time when I said I tried CBD oil, I actually tried a CBD patch. And it worked really well. Like, that was actually my first experience. It was with a patch. The problem with, I find with topicals and patches and all these things is that it's really difficult to know the dosage, right? Most of the time when you're using topical, you're actually using usually quite low dosage. So if you're using, let's say, for stress, you're probably not going to feel any decrease in stress. However, people use it for very centralized pain. Let's say you have a knee pain and or back pain. So you can use topicals for a specific area. And then with CBD oil, it's just easier to dose too. So like, you know, you need 10 milligrams, so you take 10 milligrams and that's what you have. Versus with topicals, like, how do you even measure that, right?
For, let's say someone was taking CBD because they have anxiety. Is it something that you just take, you know, you wake up once in the morning, you do your however many drops you found for your specific dose, and then is it possible to take it later on in the day as well? Or would you take it, let's say you have something coming up it like later on in the day that's really anxiety producing for you, would you take it before doing that thing? Or is it something that you just take once a day and that's it?
Yeah, so it stays in the system from like 4 to 8 hours. So yes, you would take it again. I find a lot of people, again, to touch upon the topic of dosage, a lot of people, it takes them a couple of, like, maybe a couple of tries or a couple of days or a couple of weeks to find their perfect dosage. And I feel like once you actually feel the effect, once you, let's say, I don't know, like take 10 drops and you, or 10 milligrams and you feel the effect and you're like, okay, well, this is, I felt very anxious and I felt the effect that it like decreased my anxiety by, let's say, like half, right? So like 50%. So next time you kind of have a grasp of how much you need. Now, it takes a little bit of time to play around with it. So for example, on Mondays, I know that on Mondays, I always need CBD, right? On Tuesdays, I wake up and I kind of just like feel it out. I'm like, okay, well, let's see how Tuesday go. So I'm a big believer in filling it out. And sometimes, yeah, you will find out that, right, you know, you wake up in the morning and you have, let's say, a presentation in the evening and you feel anxious from the morning. But right before the presentation, you're like, okay, my hands are shaking, like I'm not focusing because I'm so anxious. And you might take even like higher dosage than normal and it will bring you down a notch to the normal like self.
Okay.
And then, but honestly, you know those dosages after like trying it out a couple of times in different scenarios, just because, like, again, we're all so different and there's no right or wrong dosage for anybody.
Right. And I was looking at, you had a blog post that was super helpful if people wanted to start taking CBD oil and kind of how you should navigate getting started. And you had said, you know, you do 5 or 10 drops and then you under the tongue and then you wait 20 minutes to see what happens. And then you kind of go from there to like scale up or scale down or whatever it may be.
Totally. That's exactly it. And then people are like, well, what am I waiting for? And I'm always with pain, it's a bit easier, right? Because pain is, you feel it or you don't feel it. But when it comes to anxiety or stress, sometimes that's all we need, right? Sometimes all we need is 10 minutes of being aware and being kind of, you know, relaxing for anxiety to go away. So I find a lot of times people, when they try it for the first time, they 5 to 10 minutes later, they feel better. But a lot of times they're like, wait, am I just feeling better because I relaxed and just took a couple of breaths? Or am I feeling better because CBD worked? And I think that's kind of the ultimate, yeah, you're almost looking for that question, because if you actually feel better, that's all it matters, right?
If somebody is CBD oil something that somebody would take if they have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep?
Yeah. So the most three popular reasons why people take CBD is anxiety and stress, sleep, and pain. So for sleep, I know it sounds a little bit like snake oil when I say that, just because it's kind of like, it seems like it's all different systems, but in reality, sleep, anxiety, and stress are all connected to cortisol. CBD helps manage cortisol, which is our stress hormone, but it's also our wake hormone. So if at night we can't kind of like, we can't calm down, we can't like that stress, that cortisol and melatonin are imbalanced, that's why we can't sleep a lot of times. So yeah, people usually take it 30 minutes before going to sleep and just like allow their body to wind down.
Okay, perfect. And so listeners of this podcast are obviously mostly women, mostly moms. Maybe some women are pregnant or breastfeeding. And is CBD oil, because I had this question come to me on Instagram quite a few times in the last week when I told people that I was going to be talking with you, and they asked about CBD oil in pregnancy or while breastfeeding. So are there any guidelines for that?
Yeah, so this is a great question. So CBD, generally speaking, is very safe. However, there's two main things. First thing is that we just don't have historical data. Like we do not, we haven't been using CBD oil for long enough for us to be confident that it has no side effects for breastfeeding and pregnant women. There hasn't been any records of any sort of side effect. However, we do not want to experiment on our bodies, and we do not want to be those moms to report those things. So I suggest to stay away from cannabis in general while pregnant and breastfeeding. And just because there isn't enough historical data. In maybe 5 to 10 years, we will have more, you know, results or more information about it. just because there are women that can't get off CBD, so or cannabis. So for example, some women use CBD for seizures, and they make a choice, right? Either you're taking a really strong pharmaceutical medication for seizures, or you're taking CBD for seizures, right? So a lot of women are making a choice to take CBD. So there will be historical data coming out, and we will just, you know, have to wait for that. When it comes to other side effects of CBD that we know of, and the biggest one so far is the fact that it interacts with certain pharmaceutical medications. So if you have ever, have you ever heard of grapefruit juice interacting with pharmaceuticals?
No, I haven't. What's that about?
Yeah, you probably aren't then on that medication. I feel like it's people who know what I'm talking about. Usually their doctors would have told them about it. So if your medication interacts with grapefruit juice, you would know about it usually, or ask your doctor. And it interacts the same way with CBD oil.
Interesting. So,
there is just an enzyme that metabolizes grapefruit juice, CBD, and some pharmaceutical medications. So if you are on any sort of, as I said, any sort of drugs, just make sure to consult your doctor.
This question is maybe not so much for my listeners, but it's for me because I have two yappy Pomeranian dogs and I'm always bitching about them on my Instagram stories. And so many people have messaged me saying, you should try CBD oil with your dogs. So I looked into it, but it seems that there's not any guidelines for dosing for dogs specifically. But I was wondering if by chance you knew anything about giving CBD oil to dogs.
Yeah, so that's a great question, actually. We have at Ikaria, we have a sister brand for pets called Love.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's also on the website and you just have to scroll like all the way down. But basically the idea is dogs actually have a more extensive endocannabinoid system than humans do. So CBD actually works better even for dogs than for humans. I have it on my website, the chart of how much to give them, but I will like, I know that for dogs, like sorry, I can't pronounce the name of the type of your dog.
Pomeranian.
I'm ESL, that's why I can't pronounce certain things. they're tiny, right?
They're small, yeah.
Yeah, so usually they just need a drop or two. Like they need a very low dosage.
Oh my God, I'm all over this. Like, so excited.
Yeah, so the pet CBD is literally just CBD and coconut oil. There's no additives. Cats and dogs all love it. But the difference between pet CBD and human CBD is only the dosage. It's just a lower concentration just because just so small tiny dogs and cats can also use it. And obviously for bigger dogs you just need more drops.
Right. Awesome. I'm definitely looking this up as soon as we are done recording this. I'm so happy that I asked. Oh my God. And it's time to give a shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode of The Mom Room and providing me with samples. Thank you, Claritin. Guys, I am starting to come to terms with the fact that I do suffer from allergies. I used to think, oh, I just have really bad sinuses. No, you have allergies. So let's talk a little bit about my symptoms. I wake up with not a stuffed nose, but like I have to blow my nose constantly. So it's like it's producing mucus and I have to keep blowing my nose. It's all itchy. The palate, like the roof of my mouth is itchy in the mornings and I'm trying to like scratch it with my tongue. It's really irritating. And the insides of my ears get itchy. It's one thing to have those symptoms when I'm just hanging out at home. But for example, yesterday I was at book club and my nose kept getting so tingly and itchy and I kept having to go to the bathroom to blow my nose. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you're ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter or ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. So I thought you could explain a little bit about, so if somebody goes to your website and they're interested in trying your CBD oils, I know you have a few different kinds with different dosages, like in, or what would you call that, different levels of CBD, I guess. Yeah, concentration is the word I was looking for. So could you just kind of explain how they would choose which oil to order?
So first of all, it doesn't matter. It's kind of like, again, if you're, it's all CBD, it's all the exact same CBD. It's all just, the difference is the amount of CBD in the bottle and the carrier oil. So there is no flavor coconut, MCT coconut oil, or there's hemp oil. Hemp oil tastes like a very strong olive oil. It has like a very nutty, earthy flavor. The reason why I personally really like hemp oil is because it makes me feel like I'm taking something. Versus no flavor coconut oil just makes me feel like, okay, did I take anything or did I not take anything? So there is all, that's the only kind of reason to go with hemp oil. When it comes, so there's no difference for effects. When it comes to the concentration, it does not matter which concentration you start with. You will be taking, you know, 5 drops, or if you're taking half the concentration, you will be taking, let's say, 10 drops. So it doesn't really matter. What it's the reason why the concentration goes up is because the higher the concentration, the cheaper per milligram of CBD it gets. It's kind of like, you know, you're buying 60 capsules versus 180 capsules, and 180 capsules is just going to be cheaper per capsule. Like,
right, yeah.
If you're buying supplements, it's just the same idea. So people that are using it regularly go with the highest concentration, and then they end up saving like $100 on it.
And so as somebody who owns a CBD oil company, what are some things that people need to look out for if they're shopping around for CBD oil? Because I'm assuming that not all CBD oil products on the market are the same, or they're high quality.
Yeah, totally. So there's a few things. So first of all, make sure that there are lab tests, like lab results on the website. Companies should all be doing it. And I mean, a lot of companies are, but if they're doing it, the lab results are going to be on the website. So find the lab results. And that's first, to make sure that they're actually like checking their CBD oils. Second, I always look at reviews. You know, nowadays, you know, people can buy reviews and scam reviews and all that stuff. So it's not, you know, it's becoming less and less reliable nowadays, I find. But you do want to look and see that real people are leaving real reviews. I put a lot of personal effort into like creating a community around Icaria CBD oil, just because I know it's a lot of trust you have to put into a brand, right? Because you're trying it for the first time, you want to make sure that you don't get high. There's a lot of stigma around it, so I want to make sure that everybody feels safe. So that's why we have like a lot of reviews, is because I actually do ask my customers to review me, like just leave an honest review. So, and then the third thing, make sure that it's American grown hemp. I mean, to be honest, it's really difficult to check whether it's American grown or not. So at least make sure the company says it's American grown hemp, North American grown hemp. But I mean, how do you check whether it really is or not? I mean, you know, you can't. So reviews and lab tests are kind of like the best way to go.
Interesting. And are there, I'm just curious, when you said about the North American grown hemp, are there regulations around, you know, like labeling CBD products or anything? Like, you know, it makes me think of when a company labels something organic or non-GMO, and, you know, there's like a regulatory body that looks into all these labels. Is there anything like that for CBD products?
It's such an unregulated market still that I personally just wouldn't trust much that you see on labels. It's just in general a I have very like little trust to just in general towards cannabis market. However, I have a lot of trust to specific brands because I see other brands working in even in Vancouver, and I see how like there's a lot of like good ethical brands that are doing their due diligence, and there's also some that aren't. And kind of just like seeing what people are saying and making sure that they're good test results is kind of like the only sure way of kind of like seeing it, to be honest.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's up to the consumer. Like it puts more more pressure on the consumer to make sure that you're finding a brand that, you know, is doing things properly and has a high quality product, which is good for people to know. Like, don't just go out and buy whatever you see. So that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, ever since I started running a business, product-based business, I also realized that that kind of goes for everything. Our government just doesn't have resources to check anything, right? Like, you know, as a mom, like, you know that, you know, even toys, what kind of chemicals do toys have? Who is checking that, right? Or and most of toys aren't checked. Like most of clothing isn't checked of like that we're wearing, or the you know, detergents that we wash our pillows with. So most of things, like even if there are chemicals in it, or the things in it, we actually A, don't know what they do to us. B, nobody's checking. And it's just, it's a very I feel like with the globalization and internet, we're kind of like living in a bit of a wild, wild west.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes for all our supplements and products and everything we consume and touch.
So after I go and look at the dog CBD oil, now I'm going to go check everything in my house. Good times.
But it's true. The more I work in the product-based industry, the more I realize how little everything is regulated.
Yeah.
Including, you know, like our supplements. Supplements in Canada are much better than in US, let's say. So that's good. Or products that are coming from Europe are much better.
Yeah. I'm the type of person that like I'll watch, you know, some documentary on Netflix about chemicals in the household, and then I just go absolutely insane for a couple months, and then I just forget about it and resume my normal lifestyle like after.
But you have to do that because I feel like you clean up and then you have a habit of buying cleaner you know, products.
Yeah, no, it's true. And like when you go on these little like rampages in life about, you know, chemicals in the home or in our products, whatever it may be, then at least like you're learning throughout that rampage. And then moving forward, even though you're not as strict anymore, you still have all that information in the back of your mind when you're, you know, making choices at Walmart or the grocery store or wherever you are. So
if we are thinking that it's something is bad, like for example, right, sugar, like I know sugar is bad for me. Am I like zero sugar? Of course not. That being said, it's good to have in the back of my mind to be like, okay, well, I'm picking up this chocolate and I know it's not good for me. So maybe let me decrease the amount of like choose a chocolate with less sugar in it. So I kind of feel like it's not about, you know, going all or nothing. It's also about just decreasing the amount of what we do.
Yeah, 100%. And that's, yeah, it goes back to what I was saying before, like, you know, you might watch a Netflix documentary about something and then you're going to go insane for a few weeks, like trying to completely avoid whatever they were talking about. But then once you like slowly resume your regular lifestyle, at least you have that information to make more educated choices when you're just living your everyday life. Like that's what I like about all these documentaries and like books and, you know, talking to people like you, and you learn so much, and then you just put that learning into your choices moving forward. So back to CBD oil, I thought we could go over some of the common myths that people might have about CBD oil. So the first one was that it's not addictive. And I think because it comes from cannabis, people might assume that it would be addictive. But I thought you could speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, so that was a big one for me personally. I have family, I'm Russian, so I have addiction running in my family. And that is definitely something, that's why I'm like so, you know, anti-drugs or stuff like that. And I'm very, very careful with alcohol. So that was like a huge thing for me. And so they're studying CBD right now to see how it actually helps people get out of their addiction. So they're right now doing it with nicotine and opioids. So there's actually like I'm not saying that CBD will help you get rid of addictions. I mean, it didn't get rid of my coffee addiction, but it is being studied for that, because there's absolutely no link between CBD and addiction itself. And I have a few friends that are recovered alcoholics, and they are taking CBD oil, and they're like feeling absolutely fine. You know when you crave something, right? And I'm usually very aware of craving. And with CBD, I almost feel like I always have to fight myself to take it. Like, I'm like, Nadia, you're anxious. Just take it. Just take it and solve your own problem. It's like a fight you need to do. Versus with like caffeine, you know, I don't need to, like, I always want a coffee.
Yes, that's I look forward to going to bed, because I know when I go to bed, I can wake up and have coffee. Like, that's my mindset.
Totally. Yeah. So, yes. I mean, obviously, you know, it's important to be always aware of whatever patterns we have. But CBD has been like, there's absolutely like, so far, they haven't found any risk for addiction.
And so the addicting part of cannabis or doing marijuana is the THC, right?
So they actually even now debating whether THC is addictive physically, because there's a physical addiction, like caffeine is physically addictive, right? So like if I don't drink coffee, I'm just gonna be like, I'm not gonna be normal. I'm gonna be like achy and tired and grumpy. So that is a physical addiction. And then there's a psychological addiction of like, I just really like my coffee. So so they're actually they can't figure out whether THC is physically addictive, like nicotine or caffeine, but it's more psychological addiction. So it's that
interesting
that escape that we go for, right?
That's so interesting. I never thought about addictions being like physical versus psychological, but that makes total sense. And I guess like some drugs would have both. It's like the physical part, but it's also the, you know, the atmosphere. You want to sit down and cuddle on the couch and have your coffee. It's like the motion of doing it and how it makes you feel. But also if you don't have it, like I'll be in the fetal position with a raging headache. So it's like both. The second myth is that CBD oil is not, or the truth, the myth is that it would be psychoactive, but it's not psychoactive.
It's not psychoactive. And there is, again, it's being actually, there's some people are saying that it's antipsychotic. So it helps people with A, when they're too high, but also B, with different episodes, like psychotic episodes. Again, it's just being studied for it. So I'm not going to, you know, it's not a claim or anything like that. It's just right now they're studying it for it. So definitely no fear of getting high or having any sort of like side effects of feeling bizarre or weird. The worst case scenario you're going to feel if you take too much of it is you're going to feel A, way too focused. So when you are so focused that you can only like look at like, you're like, I can only focus on my computer and everything is buzzing around you and you're like, I can't, I'm too focused. Or another weird side, because I've tried taking too much. I'm like, what's going to happen to me? And another side of that, you might feel tired and lethargic. And but it's, you have to take, if you are feeling tired from a regular amount of CBD, like let's say you take like a lower dosage of like 10 drops and you feel really tired, that just means your body's tired. Like that means you might have a bit of adrenal fatigue and you're just running on exhaustion and your body is just begging you to sleep and to nap. And I know moms are probably going to be like, yep, that's yeah. my life. But that's going to help you actually sleep and nap, which I know a lot of moms struggle with. So you can wake up and actually feel better.
A good point. Because sometimes we're so overtired, but you're unable to sleep because you're anxious about not being able to sleep. You know what I mean? It's like a vicious cycle. So if you can kind of get down to your, you know, baseline anxiety levels and get a good sleep, then that's super beneficial. So that was the next one. So it doesn't make you tired if you're taking a proper dose, and it does, then you are just actually tired. So that's a good thing to point out.
Can I just add to that? Like, I feel like lifestyle and especially the amount of, you know, pressure moms have, I just want to acknowledge that we got used to this world of being like, you must wake up and be on the go within 5 minutes of you waking up.
Yeah.
You must come home from work and go to the gym while cooking dinner, taking care of kids and making sure that your house is spotless and making sure you look 10 out of 10. Like that's just all so unrealistic. And so, so just like listening to your body and CBD, I find sometimes just helps you listen to your body, because when you're going on this like high stress, high cortisol level all day long, and then you take CBD and your body's just like, oh, I just need to 15 minutes of like laying down on a couch.
Yeah.
Just lay down on a couch.
Yeah. It reminds me, like the analogy that I can think of is, because I always wonder, like, why am I so tired after traveling on a plane? Even if it's like a 3-hour flight, I'm exhausted whenever we get to the hotel. And it's like, because my body was probably anxious going to the airport, going through the airport security, sitting on the plane, I'm like at a level of anxiety, like cortisol is raised. And then finally, when you get to your destination, to your hotel, your body is able to come down from being anxious and you can actually feel being tired. It's like your adrenaline is gone and so you're exhausted. And it's kind of like how we live our lives and how people kind of glorify being busy. And it's like, go, 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 go. But then once you give yourself time to relax, then you're like, holy shit, I'm exhausted.
Totally. And I feel like the way we live nowadays, we're flying basically every day.
Yes. We're going through security every day. So the last myth is that it, or the truth, I keep reversing the sentence, but it doesn't impair your cognitive functions. So if somebody was going to take it and maybe they're studying for an exam or doing something, you know, that requires cognitive abilities, then CBD is not going to affect that.
Yeah, it's actually cool because CBD is, again, has been shown in studies to improve attention span, memory, and cognitive ability. It improves your focus. So you're able to just focus on the task at hand. I've had feedback from my customers that they were able to read a book for the first time in 20 years, or they were able to study for the exam at, you know, for the first time in 30 years. And it's definitely like, it's a thing you feel, especially with I take it with coffee in the morning, and coffee gives me this energy, but coffee gives you scattered energy. Like you're kind of like all over the map with coffee.
Yes.
And versus CBD gives you more of a focused energy. So it's good for reading, writing, you know, studying for the test, all these things. When it comes to taking it for the first time and like driving and operating heavy machinery or anything like that, don't do it the first time you take it. Just like take it for the first time and see how you feel. Because sometimes when you take it, as I said, too much, your reaction speed might not be as like as amazing as it usually is. So like, for example, I hear that if you go into, let's say, do a HIIT workout, like a very intense workout, you might not feel as motivated with CBD because you might be like, I'm tired. Like, I don't want to do a HIIT workout. I want to do yoga. So but play around with that. Because again, sometimes that's a huge, huge benefit. But sometimes it's also like, no, I just want to go for a walk in the park instead of going to an intense workout.
And you know what? Like that just might be what your body needs is yoga or a walk in the park.
That's totally it too.
To end, I was wondering if you could share three resources for moms that you would have.
It's not related to CBD. Is that okay? Like, or are you that?
Yeah, no, totally.
That I personally really like, and I find very inspiring. So the first one is, it's the book called The Flow. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
I know, like, I was listening to your episode about hormones, as I said, and it's kind of like on similar idea. It's this lady who did a very popular TED talk, and I'm blanking on her name because I always blank on names. And
I'll put it in the episode notes. Oh, don't worry.
Perfect. And she has like a whole platform now, and she wrote a book about how, depending on where you are in your period or where you are like in your cycle, we have different superpowers. So as women, we often see our period as something like, oh, I'm PMSing, or oh, I'm low energy, or oh, now I'm in pain. But she breaks it down into four different, like, basically seasons, let's say, in four different steps of how during different period you have different spike of various hormones, and that brings out different superpowers in you. Like, sometimes you're more extroverted and you're a better speaker, and then other times of the month you're better at reflecting, and so better at judging the situation from a more rational perspective. So it's just I find it's just very powerful because it empowers you to take control kind of like of your cycle, and instead of just being kind of following the hormones.
Awesome. I love that. That's awesome.
And then for healthy snacks and for health in general, like, I really like, I'm a nutritionist, and her name is Joy McCarthy, and her website is Joy's Health. And she does a lot of like healthy tips as a nutritionist, but I find as a kid, she does a lot of just like practical recipes, practical tips. They're very easy to read and to understand. So I've been following her for like 10 years, and I really, really enjoy her suggestions. And another one is Emily Skye, who is a fitness guru, and she also has babies, and she just goes through like a very honest, on her Instagram she has like a very honest, like, this is how I'm as a fitness instructor, this is how I look as a post-pregnancy, and this is how I'm getting back in shape. And she's just being very transparent and honest, which is, I know it's a big trend right now in general, but I just really like women like that, just because it makes me be like, no, we are all, you know, going through the same thing, so why judge each other with ourselves?
Totally. I follow Emily, and another thing that's great about following her is she's Australian, so it's really fun to listen to her talk on her stories.
True. And she's just such a good ball too.
To end, I'll just get you to explain where people can find you, your Instagram account, your website, and then everything for Icaria will be in the episode notes as well, but just tell people where they can find you.
Yeah. So it's website is the same as Instagram handle. So it's icaria.co. And it's either me or Natalie, my best friend who works with me. either her or me, we answer always to emails and messages, and we try to be, again, as compassionate and as thorough with our explanations as possible, because I personally been there, Natalie personally been there. So if you email us and be like, I'm anxious about trying CBD oil for my anxiety, I'll be like, I hear you. Let's go step by step. And we try to respond within 24 hours. So this is definitely something we take very seriously about taking care of our community. So don't be shy to reach out.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was such a good episode. I'm sure so many people are going to benefit from listening to this and learn so much because, you know, I think it's CBD oil is something that we're being exposed to a lot right now, but we're not getting like real information. So this is super helpful. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me and for being open-minded and to CBD and to kind of like spreading the word and helping me remove the stigma around it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
That is it for this Friday episode. Tune in on Tuesday as I will have my usual weekly solo episode. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. If you follow me on Instagram, you know that my husband has agreed to do a Friday episode with me. He is a urologist, so we're going to be talking all things urology, which is like kidneys, bladders, prolapses, incontinence, penises, all that kind of stuff. So I'm really excited. We're going to talk a lot about circumcision because a lot of you have questions about that. I don't know when exactly that episode will be released, but stay tuned because it's coming. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Download every episode like 9 times because I would just like to stay in the top 10 of the kids and family category on Apple Podcasts. That's my goal. Reach for the stars, Renee. So yes, please do that. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at the.mom.room. And yeah. I hope your children sleep tonight, guys, and every night after that, I suppose.